Yeah. How did you catch water? Did you catch it off the roof?
Well, we had a system. We had a big system that was 18 foot chamber wood, 18 foot deep and 18 foot wide. And you can call it what was a trawler off the roof, but we finally dug us a well, you know, dig a well 4 foot deep and put two buckets on it. Put a windlass on it. When one bucket's coming up, the other go down. They'd meet each other halfway, you know.
Yeah.
And that bucket was heavy. And the bucket had a big heavy bale on it. And when you hit the bottom of the well, it'd turn over and it'd stay down in the well, see, and be full of water. And then when you come down, and when you want a bucket of water, you draw it up, and then the other one would be down in the well. One of them was in the well all the time, one at the top all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't need a rope just a little bit longer than the depth of the well, and up to the pulley, that's all you had to have. One of them would go down, the other
one.
And that bucket, being on that well, if it was empty, it helped a little bit, you know, pulling the other one out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You take a well about 80 feet deep, and get 2 gallon and a half water on the end of it. It's pretty heavy when you first start.
Yeah.
Close to the top you get it. It looks like it easy would get, you know.
Yeah.
Get out of that. We raised sorghum and molasses and had cows and hogs. We didn't buy nothing but flour and soda and salt, baking powder.
Mm-hmm.
We made our own vinegar, made our soap. We had lots of holes and take this cracked and thing off that. They had ash hoppers, you know, put them old barrels in them, put ash in them, pour water on top of them, let run out through the bottom. And we catch it was liquid lye. And it would eat that soap, eat the grease up, you know, and made soap.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on a little old barrel, dip it out with a longhound gourd and get it, put it in the wash pot. And wash it. Man, it blessed the women's hand. And it wasn't a lie in Greece. We used to in the summertime, we'd go to the down in that creek, that little bottom, you know, but that is easy down. And have a creek over there called Shields Creek. Big spring down there. We'd go down there and wash that here. Yeah. Create a big old, I got some old pot out there on the bone. One of my great uncles, he bought it for Civil War, cook a nigger in. He was a doctor, he wanted him a skeleton. And he put a nigger boy about 15 years old out there on the place. He cooked him, wired him together, and made him a skeleton.
Really?
When he got out of medical school. Doctor didn't have a skeleton in his office back then, you know he wouldn't. He bought that old pot. I used to want to eat that damn thing he cooked out of it. Grandma told me about it. I was grown, you know, my grandma told me that. That's what the boys for, it's great, 60 gallon kids. She said, you boys cooking nigga boy in together, and I don't know where she tells the truth. No, she bound me to tell the truth, she couldn't make it. They used to cook lard in it. Man, I'd eat a damn thing.
Yeah. But out of the fireplace, you had to clean that all up.
The ashes, they were born. Take a big shovel, shake the coals off to one side, put them in a big bucket, carry them out. Save all of them in the morning, you know, if you'd be burning lots of hickory wood or some good strong oak wood, green wood, you'd save them ashes, make lye out of it. Then the rest of them, you'd take them and put them in the garden, you know, around, had lots of potash in them.
What did you start the fire with?
Just kindling. Just get you some kindling and paper.
Okay.
We used to, when we could get coal oil handy, we'd take corn cobs and put them in a bucket,
mm-hmm.
and pour coal oil on it, let that coal oil soak up in a corn cob, and then we'd just take a corn cob and stick it on the fireplace and light it, and it'd burn 10 minutes, you know, that coal oil is like a wick, and we'd put fine wood on it to get started. But if you didn't have that, you'd get a piece of paper if you had in there. I get some little twigs out of the wood somewhere that you can, but you very seldom ever start a fire in a fireplace. When you put it in the fall of the year, it stayed in there the next, and whenever it was